Trinity Sunday. It is often the Sunday that the pastor pushes off on the associate pastor. And I understand why, but I didn't do that this year. But I think I have in years past. How do you explain something that is just unexplainable? I could use many of the explanations that I'm guessing many of you have heard before. You know that water can be a liquid or a solid or a gas, just like Jesus, God, and the Spirit. Or that a woman can be a mom, a daughter, and a sister. Or a man can be a dad, a son, a brother. That's the Trinity. And if that works for you to understand it, great. But it doesn't help me understand it. It doesn't help me understand what I believe is just not understandable. We put a lot of stock in this doctrine of Trinity when we can't really explain it. We claim it as our theology, and yet we can't explain it to someone. I've offered so many different ideas through the years, but to be totally honest, I just can't give you an answer. It's interesting that Jesus said to his disciples, "There are things you cannot know. I haven't told you because you cannot bear them now." And I'm guessing this is something that we're just not to know. We can speculate, we can have our ideas, but we can't understand right now. I preached a sermon, I think 7 years ago on Trinity Sunday, that kind of shared what I have come to believe as my understanding of the Trinity. And while it was a different scripture 7 years ago, I'm going to repeat just a little bit of that theory, so I hope you'll forgive me. But trying to understand who to talk to. Do I talk to the Spirit? Do I pray to God? Do I pray to Jesus? Trying to relate things that happen. Is that God the parent? Is that Christ? Or is that the Spirit? All of that is just so difficult to understand. I mean, I love a good mystery. I watch them on TV, and all through the show, Roy and I try to prove that we can solve it first. I love a good mystery book. I don't jump to the end to find out. I read the whole book. But I like to understand how things work. I wouldn't read a book that didn't have a good ending. Well, I guess I wouldn't know till I read it. But I wouldn't like a book that didn't have a good ending. I wouldn't like a television show that didn't wrap up the story at the end. What would happen if we could understand the Trinity? Would it change the way we related to God? I went on Google because, you know, we live in a time where people can find answers. So I thought, I'm going to Google it and just see. What does Google say about the Trinity? Well, I invite you to give it a try. And if you can find a good site on there, let me know. But I found a lot of strange things on Google about the Trinity. But we live in a society where we want answers, right? We don't like things we can't understand. One commentary that I read this week said, "I dare you pastors to spend Trinity Sunday without saying the word Trinity." It would be very interesting to make it through a whole service. And I thought about trying it, but instead I found myself writing the word over and over and over. Not something I normally say a lot in services, but on this particular Sunday, how do you do the Sunday, the Trinity, without saying the Trinity? What do we need to understand? What do we need to try to know about the Trinity? For me, it is not how the Trinity exists. For me, it is how the Trinity is in me. How does the Trinity live in and through me? I don't think it's important for us to understand the image of the Trinity, how it looks, what it feels like. I don't think we need to put a picture in our mind of God and a picture of Jesus and a picture of the Spirit. I mentioned last week the book, The Shack, and it has some pretty fun images of those three parts of the Trinity. I don't think it's important for us to know that. I think it's important for us to know how the Trinity is in us. God created this wonderful world so that we could live life and live it to its fullest. But in our lives, God the Creator is still creating. Our lives are ever changing, and while we have the freedom and the will to make our own choices, if we choose to allow God, then God is creating new and amazing things in us each and every day of our life. God is allowing us to be a part of His creation, allowing us to play a part in the beauty that surrounds us. Excuse me. The opportunity, the beauty, the images, if we're open, we can see the beauty that God has created. And we can see the love that God has for each person created. Created in God's image. The Creator God is alive and well in each person here, in each person in this world. We just finished a beautiful Easter and Pentecost, and it's so evident to us in that time of year all that God has done for us by sending Christ into our lives. We see the way Christ taught us to live. When we study and when we learn, we are to relate to others the way that Jesus related to people, with love and caring and kindness. When we are the hands and the feet of Christ in this world, God the Son lives through us. When we spend time in prayer, when we allow ourselves to be quiet and listen to God, the Holy Spirit relates to us in us. When we turn to God for inspiration, when we turn to God for comfort, when we turn to God for support and encouragement, God, through the Holy Spirit, gives us that comfort, that peace, that patience that we need to live our lives each day. When we walk into God's beautiful world, we still have so many questions to ask, and that's okay. But we know that the path is there in front of us. We won't understand it all, and that's okay. We have an eternity to understand. What is important is that each and every day of our lives we spend exploring God in our lives, seeing the way that God uses us if we allow, through creation, through Christ, through the Spirit. I love this morning when we were in our time together that Kevin and I were talking about Juliana and how she has touched the lives of our children. And Kevin said, she's the perfect example of the Trinity. She's helped them grow in the way that they see the world and the way they see God. She showed them Christ's love with her gentle touch and her sweet smile and how she dealt with them. And the Spirit lived through her as she comforted and encouraged our children each and every Sunday. That's a beautiful example. I love the way that Kay, as our worship ministry chair, brought the symbols of the Trinity into our worship time. The crown for the parent, the cross for the son, and the dove for the spirit. Sometimes she does things in our worship space that maybe don't jump out at you right away, but that bring the whole experience of worship to an amazing level because our minds are connecting and creating. And that's because of the things that we might not otherwise connect to. Creating, loving, inspiring. Would that each one of us, as we live our lives each and every day, would that we seek ways to be God the Creator, God the Son, and God the Spirit in the ways that we walk through this journey of life. In the ways that we interact with people that we know and people that we meet each day. Would that we live the Trinity in every aspect of our lives, recognizing the part that God has played in making us the people we are today, children of God. Amen and amen.